The Innocents Abroad by Mark Twain. Narrated by Robin Nixon. 1869, First Edition. Preface. This book is a record of a pleasure trip. If it were a record of a solemn scientific expedition, it would have about it that gravity, that profundity, and that impressive incomprehensibility which are so proper to works of that kind, and withal so attractive. Yet, notwithstanding it is only a record of a picnic, it has a purpose, which is to suggest to the reader how he would be likely to see Europe and the East if he looked at them with his own eyes, instead of the eyes of those who travelled in those countries before him. I make small pretence of showing anyone how he ought to look at objects of interest beyond the sea. Other books do that, and therefore, even if I were competent to do it, there is no need. I offer no apologies for any departures from the usual style of travel writing that may be charged against me, for I think I have seen with impartial eyes, and I am sure I have written at least honestly, whether wisely or not. In this volume I have used portions of letters which I wrote for the Daily Alta California of San Francisco, the proprietors of that journal having waived their rights and given me the necessary permission. I have also inserted portions of several letters written for the New York Tribune and the New York Herald. The author, San Francisco. Chapter 1. For months, the great pleasure excursion to Europe and the Holy Land was chatted about in the newspapers everywhere in America and discussed at countless firesides. It was a novelty in the way of excursions. Its like had not been thought of before, and it compelled that interest which attractive novelties always command. It was to be a picnic on a gigantic scale. The participants in it, instead of freighting an ungainly steam ferry boat with youth and beauty and pies and doughnuts and paddling up some obscure creek to disembark upon a grassy lawn and wear themselves out with a long summer's day's laborious frolicking under the impression that it was fun, were to sail away in a great steamship with flags flying and cannon peeling, and take a royal holiday beyond the broad ocean in many a strange clime, and in many a land renowned in history. They were to sail for months over the breezy Atlantic and the sunny Mediterranean. They were to scamper about the decks by day, filling the ship with shouts and laughter, or read novels and poetry in the shade of the smokestacks, or watch for the jellyfish and the nautilus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?